It's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. It's also Eat What You Want Day. On this day in agricultural history in 1773, American colonists revolted against the British government. Dressing up as Native Americans and armed with small hatchets and clubs, they boarded the Dartmouth and Beaver and Eleanor. From the ship holds, they dumped over 90,000 pounds of tea overboard, an event that would become to be known as the Boston Tea Party. Tea washed up on the shores around Boston for weeks. In 1833, Seaman Ashiel Knapp was born. An American agriculturalist, he began the system which evolved into the U.S. Cooperative Extension Service. He introduced improved methods of farming into Louisiana, spurred the development of rice culture in the Southwest, demonstrated methods for curbing the boll weevil in Texas, and inaugurated a federal program of farm demonstrations throughout the South. Knapp's legacy was to bring progressive agricultural methods to the American farmer. In 1863, Gerald Heineken purchased the Amsterdam brewery, the Haystack, which dated back to 1592. This was the beginning of Heineken beer. In 1884, William Fruin of Minneapolis, Minnesota, patented an automatic liquid vending machine. And in 1990, Harlan Sanders died at Shelbyville, Kentucky. He is best known as the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And that's this day in agricultural history. You are listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
To make a pun, I suppose we could say in Brazil it's practically all systems grow.
Well, yeah. Lately, and boy, what we see coming our way is wet weather from many areas of Brazil here over the next week to 10 days.
So temperature good, moisture good, crops progressing nicely in Brazil. Argentina, though, it has had some dry pockets in the south.
Yeah, and that's going to continue. If there's going to be an area of concern south of the equator, it's going to be in those central and southern areas of Argentina, which basically missing out a bit on a lot of that activity that's going north into Brazil. I do see some rains in Argentina, but it's going to be still drier in those central and southern growing areas.
So no relief in sight there.
Not a lot, no.
Let's turn our attention to the Midwest, where it's had a lot of mild conditions recently.
We have, and I think what we should do is view those mild temperatures as a break and not a trend. Reason we say that is looks like we're going to see another development of cold weather for many areas of the nation from the Rockies east starting Christmas week and going into the new year. And we see a pattern at least for a couple of weeks will make it very cold again. So hopefully folks have taken advantage of and enjoyed the mild weather, but don't expect that it's going to be that way for the rest of the winter.
With the mild weather came a lot of rain. Moving forward, when it gets colder, are we going to look for a lot of snow?
Well, I certainly see the potential for some significant snow events in the Midwest, Corn Belt region. With this pattern change, there's going to be a pretty good battle going on between the Arctic air and a little bit of a warmer, moist air mass from the south. So all of the fun that you get with these, snow, rain, and ice, all of those things can be expected.
Let's turn our attention to California for a bit and ask you, what changed in recent days, so the rains started falling, and now it seems like they won't stop falling.
Well, yeah, it's a pattern that at least some folks saw coming, which was a change in the water temperature pattern off the West Coast. And also, you haven't heard much about it because they officially won't call it an El Nino, but we have the signs of a weak El Nino developing in the Pacific. That has made the water temperatures warmer, which in turn just is able to drive storms a little bit further south and a little bit bigger into California. Now, for the week ahead, we continue to see good rains. I do see a break. When there is a shift to colder weather in the Midwest, when we see this Arctic air come back in, that will probably, for a time, shut off some of the California rain. But we see it coming back mid to late January.
The El Nino that you talk about, that's unadvertised, do you think it will strengthen? And if so, what are the implications for the Midwest?
Well, I don't think the implications for the Midwest will be all that big. I think with a weak El Nino, you're likely going to see that being good news for California and areas of the far west and southwest. What we'll tend to see is maybe a little more juice, a little more activity in some of these southern branch storms. That could mean some bigger snow events later on.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's closing market report. This is Dave Dickey.